Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in to bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Johnny Ray is here with me. I'm Ian. Johnny, you've been talking just a moment ago for our listeners just tuning in about a story, and I forget where it's coming from. Where
Theweek.com.
Theweek.com. About the prospect that the 2016 presidential race could end up being another Bush versus Clinton. In this case, different Clinton and different Bush, but Bushes and Clintons to which we are all familiar with. I mean, most people are familiar with these people, and sort of commenting on how that if that comes to pass, it's, you know, there's a chance it might not, right? There's, you don't know who's going to win the primary, and I think anybody that tries to predict that sort of thing is silly. Because you don't really know till it happens. But
let's see, with the Republicans, there's Rick Perry, Romney, and Jeb Bush. And with the Democrats, Clinton is the only one I know of.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you I've been following it at all, because I really haven't. I guess the Rand Paul is considering it, but I don't even know if he's official.
Oh, and
yet.
Him too, yeah.
I don't know if he's official. I don't know, like, at what point they can become official. Like, as you said, Jeb Bush is exploring the idea.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's, like, that's the level before actually throwing your hat into the ring, whatever that means. So they're kind of commenting on the ridiculous factor of how, if it actually becomes Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton, that it will have then been, you know, presuming whichever one wins, it'll have then been 30-plus years of the same three families occupying the White House.
Amazing.
And how millennials, young people, up to about age 30 today maybe, or 34 or so, because I'm 34 and I'm kind of on the tail end of Gen X, so people up to about age 30, 31, 32.
Like born in 82 between 82 and 2003.
So that those folks are, you know, they're well aware that this is a sham, the political system, and that that if it becomes Bush versus Clinton in 2016, it'll drive even more of them out of the system. That's kind of the position that's being taken here.
Mm-hmm. It's not that we're apathetic.
This is the author of the piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's not that we're apathetic. While much is being made of the need for candidates to market to millennials, and certainly both iterations of the Obama campaign benefited from this sort of digital savvy.
Sure, they did.
We're not skipping the voting booth because we want more shiny YouTube clips. On the contrary, we want to change the world. And I love this next part. We just don't see government as a viable partner in that project.
I hope that's true, man.
Mm-hmm. As a survey from Harvard revealed last year, strong majorities of millennials believe that most politicians govern for, quote, selfish reasons, and that elected officials don't share our priorities. And just 16% could disagree with the statement that politics today are no longer able to meet the challenges our country is facing. I think politics is silly because
60% disagreed with that statement or agreed?
Only 16%.
16?
Only 16 could disagree with the statement.
Okay. Okay. That. I thought you had said 60. So 16.
Yes.
So a large group, a large majority, super majority of them are not a fan of the political system.
You could say that approximately 84% believe politics today are no longer able to meet the challenges that our country is facing.
Interesting.
Politics, yeah, the ideal in politics is that the will of the majority is expressed, and I don't consider that to be. More that we should suppose the will of the majority is ever correct about anything.
Absolutely. There have been so many examples where the majority has been dead wrong.
And
slavery.
And, you know, the system, our system by design doesn't count a majority of the people's opinion.
That's true.
Only a minority of people ever go out to vote. So even if the majority, the will of the majority was something that you wanted, American democracy does not give that to you.
Mm. Well, I'm glad to hear that many of the young people in America are savvy enough to be figuring this stuff out. But I would like to hear what their answer is. I mean, if they don't think politics is going to be able to handle the problems of the country. You know, what are they suggesting? Because
spoken like a true central planner.
Are
Ian.
They are they all libertarians? I doubt it.
Right.
So what are the ideas that will replace the system? What is the proposal? What millennials as a group, what would the variety of proposals be from those people? I'm interested in hearing it. If you're a millennial and you'd like to share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Elma. She's on the line in Tallahassee. Elma, is it, how do you spell your name? Is it E-L-M-A?
No, that's Yankee. It's A-L-M-A.
Okay, that's what I thought, and I didn't understand, because I know you had called before, and we were calling you Alma, but our board ops have been spelling it with an E.
Like Al, A-L-L, and then a Ma, like Mama, yeah. Alma.
That's what I thought that it was. Our board ops just been getting it wrong, I guess.
I don't care. Everybody calls me Elma or anything.
All right,
but
Alma.
When you call me those names, I know where you're from. So it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I'm from the South, just so you know. Anyway, go ahead.
Where were you raised?
I was raised in Florida.
Well,
although
Florida's
not real Florida.
South. My husband was raised there, but it's kind of South.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not really the South because I was raised in Sarasota, which is on the West Coast.
I thought, but isn't Sarasota sort of like up in the panhandle?
No, that's where Elma is.
It's way down there.
She's up in the panhandle in Tallahassee.
I kept my mouth shut.
Really from Georgia, but I ain't Southern stuff. I'm not but about 3 miles from the state line, so I always go to Tallahassee because that's the station.
Gotcha.
So I just go there.
So what did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Do you say Appalachian or Appalachian or something else?
Appalachian,
okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about, the mountains?
Yeah, where I'm from.
Apalachicola is in Florida, you know, down by Panama City. That's where my mama was born. My granddaddy was a sponge diver. He was from Greece.
Like fun.
Yeah.
The mountains were named for the Apalachee Indians.
Oh, isn't it beautiful there?
Yes, it is.
I lived up there 6 months. We used to go up there all the time.
So, Alma, what did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ian, you know, I don't listen to too many talk shows anymore because they become the elite talk shows. And I just heard bits and pieces today because I couldn't handle it. But it was about Oprah and Paula Deen. Oh, I guess one's black, one's white. Why didn't Oprah take up for Paula Deen? Well, both of them had...
Wasn't Paula Deen just to... Well, hold on a sec. Before you go on. Wasn't Paula Deen like a cooking lady who said the N-word or something?
Y'all. Well, people in the South don't go every 4 year words. Y'all, we don't do that. That is a misunderstood thing. We do
Wait,
not
what?
Do
you don't
that.
Do what?
We don't go. Every 4 year words go, y'all hear me, y'all love it, y'all this. We don't talk like that.
What does that have to do with Paula Deen? I'm sorry,
well,
I'm confused.
That's Paula Deen. That's how she talks.
Oh, you're saying she's overdoing it.
Definitely. I don't know where she's really from.
I see.
I don't know, but... It's like.
But didn't she get in some hot water for using the N-word or something like that in the past? What was her deal?
But she got much richer from it, didn't she?
Did she? I don't know, honestly. I know nothing about this lady.
She got much richer. She went way out there and
so what's the question about Oprah? How does Oprah tie into this? I'm confused.
Yeah,
help me out.
Oprah is said something about Obama and something, I guess, with the N or something. And I wouldn't pay attention to it because it's all a bunch of mess. But then all you hear on the radio is, why didn't Oprah help Paula Deen when she got in trouble? You know, and it's like, it's all a bunch of bull that goes on. Everything you hear is bull. You know, and it's all the same on
everything. So this is what talk show hosts were talking about today? Is that what you're saying?
They're all the same. All the big elite ones, they all have the same platform. Everyone say the same.
You're talking about like Rush Limbaugh or people like that? Those
I
kind
don't
of
even go there. I listen to this one and that one. And I here lately, I can't stand it more than 15 minutes.
I don't blame you, Alma. And I'm glad that you're listening to Free Talk Live. I share your concerns.
I love y'all, sweetheart.
Thank you for the call tonight. We love you, too. Thanks. I appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, talk radio, it's pretty... It's pretty homogenous, meaning that very similar across all of the various different shows. Free Talk Live is one of the unusual ones. We kind of stand out from the pack in that way because, well, we're not conservaclones here, and nor are we progressive. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there on the site. Lots of stuff to do at freetalklive.com, and it's all free. So enjoy. Something else you can enjoy this holiday season is In Freedom's Cause. It's audio theater. It's over 2 hours long, And it is one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. The story of William Wallace, you know, like from Braveheart, but only historically accurate and still entertaining. There's a big name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd, Lord of the Ring from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo from Braveheart. Those are just some of the voices that you'll hear. So it's a great quality acting. Plus, the sound effects are awesome. It's audio theater, so you don't actually watch anything. You can listen to it as you're out for a jog or, you know, in the car with the family. And it's a great, I think it would be very good for some young people in your family as a gift. In fact, you can get their family four-pack, which is four copies of this audio theater. The In Freedom's Cause is what it's called. InFreedom'sCause.com is their website. You get the family four-pack with coupon code FTL. You get it at half price at InFreedom'sCause.com. This is a movie that is played on the screen of your mind. So go and check it out. InFreedom'sCause.com. There's a study guide available. The kids in your life will love this thing. And I've listened to it, and I was impressed with the quality of this. Great acting, great sound effects, and the sound and the score is original. The music is original in this. InFreedom'sCause.com. Coupon code FTL. So, Johnny Ray, we just had Alma on the line from Tallahassee calling and sort of grousing about the state of talk radio and how it all sounds the same. They're all talking about the same story and likely taking the same kind of Republican talking points position on things. I don't really encounter the conservative talk radio very often. I guess, you know, every now and then I'll hear the local station and hear what's going on there. Do you ever encounter any of this stuff, Johnny Ray? Or
oh, yeah. Yeah, I started for several years. I was listening to NPR only. Sometimes I would listen to a little music. But mm-hmm. It's strange that I should have done that because I grew up listening to conservative talk. And it just became just too, it was just, you could tell that especially Limbaugh doesn't even believe it anymore. He's just.
You think that's true?
Yes, I think it's true. Glenn Beck, I think, is creating his own religion. Maybe he wants to set himself up as the next king of the U.S. after we kill all the Muslims. And then John Batchelor, I don't know much about him.
Is
Hannity and
Muslim,
Levin.
Is Glenn Beck like a Muslim hater?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's too bad.
He was talking about the...
I thought there was hope for Glenn Beck.
The Sydney siege, and there was a hostage situation in Sydney, Australia, and it was a Muslim imam who was holding the people hostage,
mm-hmm.
and Glenn was saying. The people of Australia, they refuse to believe that Muslims are evil, and I'm putting words in his mouth, so I should stop. But a couple of days ago, he was talking about it, and he sounded like he was disappointed in the media's presentation of this as not being a Muslim problem.
Hmm. No, that's too bad. I really had hope for Glenn Beck. I really did.
I remember.
He seems like he's kind of come along on some things. Over the years, like being more freedom friendly, talking to libertarians like, you know, Penn Jillette, for instance.
He's just too old, I think. He's just part of
too set in his ways. Huh?
He will never.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks?
I don't see Glenn Beck doing it. I mean, the military is what I'm thinking of. And the military is so sacred to him.
Sure, as it is with all the conservative clone hosts.
Especially the ones who are never served in the military. And he won't let go of that. The simple fact is the military, they confiscate, you know, as every organization in the U.S. does. They don't earn their money honestly. They get it off the backs of the American people.
As every organization in the U.S. government, you mean?
Yes, every organization in the U.S. government. So thank you for that distinction. So no matter what they do with that money after it's been taxed, it's not good. It's not wholesome. So I think Glenn Beck is always going to be beholden to an American ideal and an American exceptionalism that has never existed.
You know, interestingly, I was just reading today, sort of on this topic of dull conservaclone talk radio. By the way, progressive talk's no different. It's the same kind of talking points. They echo the same things. I don't listen to, I don't listen to much of that, but it's my understanding that it's formatted in very much the same manner. But I did read something about News Talk being down in the ratings, like overall across the United States, that, that News Talk is not doing as well as it once had done in recent history, and that, you know, the numbers are off. I mean, it's not down significantly, but it's down by a few percentage points as far as its listenership and its relevance when compared to other radio formats like music radio, country music, and things like that. So we're seeing, you know, a decline, it seems, in the popularity of News Talk Radio. And I think that part of that is because the business as a whole is afraid to do new things. You know, most of the shows out there are conservaclone talk shows. They're everybody trying to do what Rush is doing, but somehow bring a new twist from the conservative's perspective. Like, I'm the young Rush Limbaugh. I'm the female Rush Limbaugh. You know, so like they're trying to do slight variations on the whole Rush, I'm Rush Limbaugh thing, but ultimately they're all still kind of aping his act.
Yeah, and when
people are getting tired of it, I think.
Yeah, and when Rush pioneered that talk radio revolution, there were bright, exciting people getting into this new frontier of information, and politics was still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And now that people don't care about politics, and people... now that people don't care about politics, the best and the brightest are going elsewhere, and talk radio is getting more and more boring.
Ooh, yeah,
and derivative.
That's an interesting point. That talk radio as it is wouldn't attract people who are bright or people who are
talking about stuff that only old people care about anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And it becomes a kind of a tough thing because, like, if you're programming an AM radio station, your audience is likely mostly over the age of 50, simply because it's AM radio. I mean, trying to get a millennial to listen to AM radio, I think, is a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
I know that I've had two of my girlfriends in the last decade have been, you know, basically under 25, so solidly millennials, and they can't stand AM radio. They cannot listen to it. If it's not a completely crystal clean signal, if there's any amount of static, it becomes painful for them to listen to.
My oldest brother was like that. He couldn't take it, and it was tough because it's funny going back to Phil Hendry again. There was a station in Charlotte back in the early 2000s, I guess, that was that had Phil Hendry on at night, and I lived in Asheville, which was, I don't know, 3 hours away. And at night, I could pick up that show, but it was staticky, and I was trying to get my brothers to listen to it.
And they wouldn't do it.
And they wouldn't do it.
Are they younger brothers?
No, older. I'm the
youngest. Really?
I'm the youngest son of the youngest son of the youngest son.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. So you, the younger of the brothers, was more tolerant to it.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Talk radio, business, politics, whatever's on your mind, you can discuss it here on Free Talk Live.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about talk radio, the business end of things, how things are a little tough these days for the talk radio industry, and there are several reasons why. And Johnny Ray, you're about to touch on yet another one that I think really bears mentioning here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us at freetalklive.com. 'Tis the season to be doing some shopping, but why bother with the crowds? Why bother with the traffic, the parking, the angry people in the lines, the employees that you know aren't having a good time? You don't have to deal with any of that. You can just go and get some Sherry's Berries. Freshly dipped strawberries dipped in delicious white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, covered with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, and nuts. So it's just amazing. We've had these things in the studio. They're delicious. I highly recommend them. It's a great gift. Anything that you can share with somebody that they're going to enjoy and they're going to remember enjoying. Sherry's Berries, you'll always remember having these things. They're so good. They're a decadent. And they're quality strawberries, by the way. These are great. I've never had a bad Sherry's Berry. They always seem to pick the best of the batch to put through their process of dipping in deliciousness. You can go and get yours starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. Or double the berries for just $10 more. Now, you'll need our discount code to get this special offer. And you're going to want to do the double the berries thing. Trust me on this. We've had the double berries order here, and we thought, wow, I'm glad we got the double berries rather than half of whatever that amount would be. So go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in FTL. Christmas is coming up. It's next week. I mean, we're literally less than 10 days away from Christmas. It's not too late to get this taken care of. This is the only way you can get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the mic in the top right-hand corner. Type in FTL. It's a perfect gift without any of the shopping hassle at Sherry's Berries. All right, going back to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll start with John. He's in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, you guys were kind of dissing Glenn Beck a little bit for being a little too pro-military. And
yeah, I was.
He's one of the few guys on conservative radio right now that's kind of a softy. I mean, he's...
What do you mean by that?
He's just soft, man. I mean, his whole thing is love... all about loving everybody else. I mean,
it is. Yeah, the intro music is there's an intro to his show, and there's this British woman talking about love and the fusion of entertainment and education and
yeah, I've heard some
and enlightenment, entertainment and enlightenment.
But Johnny Ray, you were saying that he doesn't like Muslims. That doesn't sound very loving.
Yes, I did say that, and I should really. Back up my claim a little bit more, and I'm not about to do that in these next immediate moments, besides what I said before about what the comments he made about the Sydney siege. But it's this love business that made me start thinking that he wanted to be the next God King of the U.S.
Hmm. So what do you think, John? Are you a fan or what?
I think he's trying to do something that's really hard right now. It's kind of to get people to understand where conservative people are coming from. And I think a lot of people are kind of afraid to hurt somebody's feelings these days. And, I mean...
Where are you coming from? What does it mean, where you're coming from?
Oh, I mean, everybody's afraid that somebody's going to be offended by something. I mean, mm-hmm. Ridiculous. This Kingskin Park here in West Virginia... they're thinking about changing the name because it might be offensive to somebody.
It's Coonskin Park? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. As in, like, a raccoon. I gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know, I can certainly... I certainly understand where you're coming from, and that it's, I can appreciate the idea that people are a little bit too sensitive with, you know, it seems like everybody's looking to be offended by something, and I certainly think that people need to toughen up their skin. We were talking about people wearing shirts that are offensive in public places just last night on the show, and there are some people who...
For the record, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, sure. But before you cut me off, I hate Rush Limbaugh.
Why? Why do you hate him?
Just for all the reasons that you said. He's an establishment Republican. He's mm-hmm. not really a Tea Partier.
Do you think he believes what comes out of his mouth? Right. Johnny Ray says he doesn't think that.
Sometimes I wonder. I don't think he cares what comes out of his mouth. That's the problem.
Hmm.
But John, you called in to defend Glenn Beck. I wouldn't mind hearing a little more of that. I want to like Glenn, and I don't listen to him enough to criticize him as I have. But you said he was a softy, but that was by way of defending him, or were you making a different point?
It's kind of his one flaw for me. But okay. I mean, other people, yeah. But, I was going
to... So, John, do you find that talk radio is better in 2014 than it was, let's say, a decade ago?
I think with a lot of the new people on 94.5, the station I listen to get most of my news, yeah, I do. I think that there's something big happening with Republicans and the Tea Party and all this stuff. A lot of stuff needs to change.
What do you think that is happening? What's happening that's big or different?
We just elected a bunch of Republicans for Congress and the Senate. And, I mean, really, it's just Obama's policies. I'm not really prepared to talk about all that stuff.
Well, it's funny. You know, you can't make statements talking about how things are changing and different or better and not be able to back it up. I mean, I'd love to have you call in another night when you are prepared to talk about it, because to me it just seems like business as usual. I mean, it seems to me like the...
Agenda 21?
Sure. That's a UN thing.
Okay, that really, I think that stems from Scientology and establishment politics.
I don't know if it's from Scientology, but the Agenda 21 thing, as I understand it, is like a UN program for, to shove down the throats of people for a variety of different sort of control things.
Basically, it kind of creates so many laws. I mean, we're just going to be slaves to the system.
Well, that's what it already is, man. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's the Republicans and the Democrats who have brought us to the point of everyone is a slave to the system, with or without the UN. They've done just fine on their own.
We can vote and we can do stuff now, but, I mean, if we don't do something with the system that we have, if we don't use the voting and the stuff that we have now, the tools that we have, it's going to be taken away.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Johnny Ray, you would disagree. You would say, don't vote. Don't participate in the system.
Yeah, mostly for the reasons I brought up before. Voting is ideally to express the will of the majority, and there's no reason to believe that the will of the majority is the correct course in any situation.
Nor that it has ever been actually expressed during any kind of a vote.
Right.
Either, because voting for a political candidate doesn't actually speak to an issue. People vote for a political candidate for a variety of different reasons. Many of them vote because he's not the other guy. That's usually and very frequently the reason why people will vote for one candidate over another, not because of their position on an issue or what, because they even know what their positions on the issue
are. And voting is a lot easier than spending your money for a group that you know is doing good work. Mm. Voting is easier than actually confronting somebody who's doing evil in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Voting is easier than just about anything that's actually going to change the world.
Like, you know, not paying taxes to the government.
Right, taking
that's
that.
That's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, that's a heck of an act.
I would recommend, look, I have no problem with voting. I think that here in New Hampshire, we can actually see that it has worked to get people elected who care about freedom, like actual voluntarists and libertarian types. And I think they've done some good work here. But at the federal level, I do agree that it's pretty much a total waste. More coming up here in moments. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moe's remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you dial now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So with you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, we would like you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program allows you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. Odds are, I would say that I would credit the AMP program with the supermajority of our stations, simply because if we didn't have the AMP dollars, we wouldn't be able to as effectively market this show and get on more radio stations from coast to coast as we currently are on over 150 stations. We're actually closing in on 160 radio station affiliates. We also have a satellite channel in both North and Central America, as well as most of Africa, and that's all possible because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. The AMP program really helps us out, and for you, it's the price of a fancy cup of coffee. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get the perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only Facebook group as well. So some cool benefits, and your $5 helps us out quite a bit at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P. As in advertise, market, promote, amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your calls and thoughts. We have Yoshi calling from Mars. You're on Free Talk Live. Yoshi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I guess I just really want to talk about, I guess Mars could also be synonymous with Indiana. I want to talk about a certain situation that's going on here. That time.
Okay.
There's a town called South Bend, and a police officer of the Mishawaka Patrol, he runs a store there that sells uniforms. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's, I don't know, gone viral, quote unquote.
No, anyway, I've not heard about it.
Okay, probably not. One of his shirts, it states the if you want to breathe, don't break the law.
Night. I do appreciate hearing from you. You got to remember, you are calling a talk radio program, and while we certainly support free speech here on Free Talk Live, unfortunately, there are some words that are going to not be okay with our radio affiliates, because they've got FCC licenses.
South Bend Business prints breathe easy shirts after Notre Dame women wear I can't breathe shirts. The Notre Dame women's basketball team made news over the weekend when the players wore I Can't Breathe t-shirts. Those were the words that Eric Garner told police in New York before he died as officers were trying to subdue him. Basketball is just a game. The thing that it teaches you is about life, and these are the lessons I want to learn. I'm sorry, Ian. We've got some callers, don't we?
We do, but this is what he was calling about.
A company called South Bend Uniform is now advertising a shirt with a different slogan, Breathe Easy, period. Don't break the law. South Bend Uniform's owner is Corporal Jason Bartell.
Oh, what a shock.
Officer from the Mishawaka Police Department.
Yeah, we're seeing that as well. There was a video that you were watching, Johnny Ray, with an interview with some cop during one of the breaks on an MSNBC
Cleveland
show.
Police Union. Hit.
Yeah, and at the very end of that, he has the same advice for people, that they just go ahead and do what they're told and everything will be fine. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Matthew's in Tallahassee listening to WVFT. Hello, Matthew.
Oh, hey.
Thank you. You're on the air.
I called earlier. He was talking about the Scientologists. Well, I have some friends that are Scientologists, the only friends we really got, and they sound like, when we talk to them, like they're libertarians themselves. We talk about against the government, all kinds of stuff.
Is that right?
That's right.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, I've never actually met, I've met a former Scientologist, but I've never met a Scientologist who's into it right now. I guess, you know. Go ahead.
You know, you hear bad things about them all the time, but I've always heard about it, too, till we met them, and they're the best friends we've got now.
Well, I'm not saying you can't be good friends with a Scientologist. I can be good friends with all kinds of people in lots of different religions, but there are legitimate critiques of the Scientology religion. I mean,
and I can get along with most Christians around here. I don't know any that I get along with, you know, but they're best friends that, you know, I was told they were radical kind of people, you know, they're, you know, kind of leftist acting people, but know that, like libertarian, kind of conservative, you know.
Well, libertarianism, it appeals to fringe people. It appeals to misfits.
That's not true. Libertarianism appeals to all kinds of folks. Most people are.
Especially misfits like me and you, because because democracy is a little bit, it's easier for us to see the flaws in democracy when you're a misfit. And it's easier to see that your candidate is never, ever going to win when you're a misfit. I think the Free State Project attracts lots of misfits.
I think that's true. I think that's true, for better or for worse.
And we like to talk about conspiracy stuff, all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, but Matthew, I appreciate...
When you hear about that they're like leftists and all, because everyone we've met, they're all pretty good.
Okay. Well, cool, man. I appreciate the personal discussion there, your personal experience with Scientologists. Thank you for the call tonight. I've never heard they were leftists or rightists or anything like that. I've actually never heard anything about the political beliefs of Scientologists. I imagine they vary. I mean, you know, there are people who call themselves Christian who are, some of them vote Democrat, some of them vote Republican, some of them are libertarian. So I don't think that a particular religious belief system necessarily entails that that individual is going to have a specific political belief system.
Yeah, I think of Scientology as having a lot of Hollywood people in it, which suggests a lot of leftists.
That's what they're known for, I guess. But the thing with Scientology, and we've talked in detail about Scientology off and on Free Talk Live over the years. We are actually originally in Sarasota, Florida, which is not far away from Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area, and that is where they have, like, their base of operations. There's so many Scientologists in Clearwater, it's pretty hard to walk down the street without bumping into one of them.
Fascinating.
From what I understand, I don't actually live there, and I've never been there, but that's just what I've heard. And there was a few nights where the Scientologists, we were on in Tampa on WFLA, and so the Scientologists were able to listen to us criticizing their religion, and they called in. So that was very interesting. But the big concern I have with Scientology, like a lot of religions, is, and specifically in Scientology, how they're bilking people for a lot of money. Like, it's you have to pay money to advance in the religion.
Uh-huh.
It's not like, you know, other religions where you can just get the holy book of whatever, Quran or the Bible or whatever, and, you know, study it on your own volition or have a study group or something like that. That doesn't cost a whole lot of money. But to advance in your knowledge in Scientology and your rank in the church, you have to pay. You have to give the church all kinds of money. And to me, that just kind of reeks of corruption.
Sure.
That's not an indictment on the individuals involved or the beliefs, whatever they may be. Just there's some things that are kind of weird. Let's continue here. We've got Richard. He's in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
About the 20th show I called on this subject, and it seems like everybody's afraid of it for some reason, so I'll give you guys a shot.
Okay.
There's a video out there, and it's well put together. It's done by Mr. William Peppers, Dick Gregory, and Steve Coakley. Some very unlikely people got together on this, and it's backed up by Representative Cynthia McKinney, Judge Joe Brown, and even Martin III have all looked at this, and they all agree with what it's depicting is that Jesse.
All right. So what is it?
It's depicting that Jesse Jackson and Billy Giles, one of the reverends that likes to go around every year bragging about how he was one of the last three people to spend quality time with Martin Luther King in his last minutes, and it shows that they were all involved in the assassination of Martin Luther King, and they even
had
a secret trial. Yeah, it's pretty revealing. They even had a secret trial that you guys have heard of, the church hearings, no doubt. The church hearings.
I have not.
Yeah, look that up. The church. I tell you what, I know you're running out of time. It's all over YouTube. It's got.
So there was recently like a civil case, I think, that was concluded about the murder of Martin Luther King. And when I say recently, I mean like 2001.
So you're saying the allegation is that Jesse Jackson was somehow involved in the killing of Martin Luther King? Did I misunderstand you, or is that what you were saying?
Well, it's more than just involved. It would have never went down without his participation and another reverend named Billy Giles. And it's very.
Oh my.
Let me give you the documentary before I run out of time. Cause I know I
won't
be late. It's called Jesse Jackson Killed Martin Luther King, and there's several versions of it. Now, Dick Gregory, he's a prominent civil rights personality. He marched with Martin Luther King and a whole lot of other people.
What was the motivation? What's the speculative motivation? Was it that Jesse Jackson wanted the spotlight and they figured he'd ice Martin Luther King to get it?
Well, yeah, of course, it's much more complicated than that because, the FBI and everybody else had to be involved. They had several
Memphis PD
shooters there. But, yeah, Jesse was perfect because he was, ambitious enough to go through with it. But,
Well, we are unfortunately out of time, Richard, but thank you for the call tonight. And, of course, did Louis Farrakhan have anything to do with the killing of Malcolm X? There's certainly a possibility of that as well, from what I understand. So we are out of time for tonight, and we will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.